Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, and with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And the third of our Patreon guest hosts in the absence of Craigie Jungle Tits, it is Mr. Jack Saunders.
Greetings.
Greetings. Here he is, Mr. Lovely, lovely Mr. Jack Saunders. Second time on the pod, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Privilege.
Yeah, well, it's lovely to have you here. A little bit of info about Jack before we start is he is a Spurs season ticket holder.
For all my sins.
Yeah, so you're going to get mercilessly fucking ripped throughout this. Next 90 minutes, mate, we're going to make it fucking hell for you.
Everyone thinks this is like a Tottenham fan cast.
Yeah. Oh, mate, don't.
No, it would have been nice to be on 2 weeks ago, but couple of weeks.
That's why we got you now.
Football for you.
But yeah, we're currently in the middle of a game week, as it happens. We're in the middle of game week 14. We had game week 13 just a few days ago. So we're sort of slap bang in the middle. We're going to be getting updates from the scores. We're very much going for Jeff Stelling's job by coming in with, oh, it's 3-0! Like,
imagine if you Sky Red Button recorded Soccer Saturday and watched it 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later, basically, and went...
Tom is basically Chris Kamara with his pronunciation of names.
So yeah, there you go, Is he? Is he, Jeff? Has he? And also, we're streaming live. We've got people across the globe watching us live. Yeah. Patrons of the podcast.
Yeah, we may or may not stream this live on YouTube in the future.
We may, yeah. So this is just like a little tester. So we've got people watching us live, which is quite exciting. Yeah. But boys, boys and girls and ladies and gents.
Yeah.
Ash with the wine there. So we are going to be talking through game week 13, which happened a couple of days ago. Game week 14 as it happens. There's already been a lot happening. I mean, as we're just about to record, our phones are going mental with people saying so-and-so's not been picked. So we're going to try and talk through what's happening. And then section two, we're going to be doing your social media questions. And section three, we're going to come back. We're going to preview game week 15, which is just on a weekend, just a normal game week.
Boring,
isn't it? Boring when you've had this sort of excitement.
Yeah.
And then Jack, I believe... has a quiz for us.
I do indeed.
How many Patreon
quiz? How many?
Oh, infinite.
280 infinite. You can do
There's
now.
So many. With 280 Twitter. Is 200.
There you go. So boys, Friday. It was a Friday kickoff, game week 13. West Ham 1, Leicester 1.
The first of the Moyes era.
First of the Moyes era.
I believe.
How do you feel about that, Ash? As a West Ham fan?
Yeah, it was all right. Obviously, I was like pretty annoyed when Bilic went, and then we got Moyes. That was the worst thing I could think of.
I'm absolutely fucking furious. Yeah.
Then I thought, I'm going to give him a chance and not just be like super down on him for the whole time before he's even started. It could be well worse. Like, Allardyce has just gone to Everton, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be that.
Yeah, well, exactly. He could get Big Sandberg. So yeah, that has happened, hasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Today. And West Brom.
Pardew.
Both today. Yeah.
It's just rotating, crazy. Just the shit.
Pointless. Yeah.
So shit.
Yeah. I'd have quite liked Pardew's come back. But I had been bigging up Vardy and Mahrez the last few weeks. Yeah. And I captained Vardy because I thought he was going to...
For what? Game week 13?
13, yeah. Because I thought he was going to score about 10 goals.
Well, he got
an assist in about the first minute of the game.
And you thought he was going to score 10 goals.
I thought it was likely.
That is, that is looking, one, that's good to sort of back your team. And two, that's, that is...
Should have triple captain.
I honestly thought he was going to score 10. Yeah. Well, if he did, and you triple captained him, you would have won FPL forever.
If it wasn't for, if we still had Billich, I would have done.
Really?
But because I've got Moyes,
he's such a great manager.
But he's a bit more defensive, isn't he?
Yeah, that's true. Well, Vardy did get the assist.
Speaking of
Say Albrighton with goals?
They've got the shittest player. They're...
Who?
The guy who plays left wing for Leicester. Is it Chigwell?
Chidwell.
It is.
Wasn't he from the 90s?
Chigwell. I mean, I don't want to... laugh at you for saying Chigwell if there is a player called Chigwell.
He's
But Chigwell doesn't sound right. Sounds like someone from Coronation Street.
I mean, he's no big FPL pick, is he? That's for sure.
No, who's the?
I haven't seen a single tweet of someone saying I'm bringing in Chigwell.
What's the program with Paul and Quirk in it?
Birds of a Feather.
Isn't that where they lived?
I don't know.
I
want there to not be a player called Chigwell, and for this to be a massive call.
I can't even see him listed.
It's probably not Chigwell, mate. It's probably not Chigwell.
Oh, Chilwell.
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 Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Chilwell. Chillers. Yeah. I just call him Chillers. Why is he so shit?
He is awful.
It's fucking Chigwell.
Because they've got quite a good team, although I think a couple of them are like...
They're on the turn, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're a little bit overrated or whatever. Think a bit of themselves. But if it wasn't for him, honestly, it would have been about 15-0.
15-0. None of this is exaggeration. Chigwell, 15-0, 10 goals. Yeah. Classic.
Oh, so, news coming in.
Yes.
Off the press. Relevant.
Yeah.
Allardyce, gone to Everton, although I suppose he's probably not manager today.
Mm-hmm.
They've just gone 1-0 up against West Ham.
Have they?
Rooney.
Wow, that's live. Wow. That's our first of our live Jeff Stelling updates. Yeah. Obviously, talking about Vardy and Mahrez, both of them scored last night, game week 14 on the Tuesday, against Spurs.
Yeah.
2-1.
Let's not talk about it.
We are going to get to Spurs being shit. But yeah, Mahrez and Vardy.
I think that's Vardy, such a good pick.
I think Vardy's great pick.
Well, 2 goals and 1 assist in 8 for Vardy isn't great. I have him myself. He's actually on my bench as we speak. He's my first sub, but Hazard not playing tonight, potentially. So I would be getting Vardy 8 points off the bench there.
It was a Wayne Rooney goal after he missed the penalty. So it must have slotted in a rebound, I think.
What happens in FPL?
You lose points.
Points for missing the penalty, but then you get points for the goal.
Yeah. Liverpool have gone 1-0 up as well. Mane... Wow. Solanke assist.
I mean, people are not going to care about this. They're going, but we know it was 3-0. It's exciting, isn't it? And I suppose there is a live stream going on, so, you know.
Well, the last time we have done this sort of before when we did.
People liked it. They did like it. Yeah, we were getting a lot of tweets about it.
Yeah.
I think mainly because we were going, but there's no way they'll win because they're 2-0 down. And then they did. And it was like, oh, you bloody idiots.
So if you're listening to this and you don't like it, everyone else does, so you're kind of weird.
You're actually a knobhead.
Actually, you should like it.
Yeah, go and listen to another podcast where they don't talk about results and then 2 days later you get them. So it's all the rage. Talking of Leicester, we forgot to do it last week. We forgot to do the biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course, where's Wallers?
Where's Wallers?
Brilliant. Nice. Jack straight in there.
Good.
Perfect. Brace yourself, boys. He signed... for Wisla Krakow.
Huge.
That is huge news.
Wallace is now playing for a team. On his Instagram, do you know what? We actually forgot to do this last week, and he had signed for him then. He's now playing for Wisla Krakow, which, Jack, you were saying is...
I think it's like, is he this hometown club or somewhere that he might have been when he was younger?
It's very Polish.
But, yeah,
isn't
very
it?
Polish.
Incredibly Polish.
Cheap beers, let's go.
We should have a little gaffer tape Jolly Boys out into Poland and watch...
We could probably be his. I'm sure he's definitely going to invite us soon.
Well, we were on his.
We're on his
Wikipedia page. So if he ever browses his own Wikipedia page and says it was something like he gets mentioned every single week on the gaffer, and then a link to our Wikipedia page.
I think you're probably the only person in the world that checks their own Wikipedia page.
Wow.
Oh, no, that can't be. That's not true.
I didn't even update it. So there's someone there that updates it all. Some kind of weird goblin. There he is, Wallers. We've found him, the lad. God bless him. Then Saturday night, Palace 2, Stoke 1. Loftus-Cheek is becoming the talk of the town, boys. He scored. It was his first Prem goal of the season, but he's racking up points. 5 back-to-back 90 minutes with 1 goal and 2 assists, please.
Yeah, Palace have just turned the corner, really, haven't they? They went through...
Starting to.
I mean, was it the worst record ever of not scoring a goal at the start of the Premier League or something? It was terrible, wasn't it? And now...
It was.
They're starting to score some goals.
We actually got a tweet about it in the second part about picking Palace players, but I don't think it's stupid to pick Palace players. I think Zaha's a decent shout. Loftus-Cheek's a decent shout now.
Yeah.
I think. You know, he was in everyone's team at the start. It was that hipster pick before. Mm. We were just getting tweets. I said this the other week.
Yeah.
We're getting tweets of people going, and everyone had Loftus-Cheek in their team.
I think I had Loftus-Cheek and Zaha first game of the season. Mm. I think they were in my pre-season team 100%.
Yeah.
And I think that any of those... Yeah. any of their front four. Because the guy they got from Tottenham as well, Townsend.
Townsend.
Yeah. That's still a good pick, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say Zahar is by far their best player.
Yeah, he is.
You think so?
By far, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
The Spurs just beat him 1-0. And he was the only player. Everyone in the stadium was like, yeah, he's
oh, wow.
And that was literally average. A couple of days after he'd just beaten Real Madrid.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell. Just scraped past the past Palace.
Yeah.
We move on to United. They beat Brighton. They squeak the win.
Yeah.
Clean sheet. Dunk own goal, which was the bane of a lot of FPL managers' tits.
And Ashley Young wanted the goal.
Yeah, but he got the assist, didn't he?
Yeah, he got the assist because his shot was on target. But he was going, I've waited long enough. Give me the goal. But they were like, nah, dunk.
Nah, mate. Dunk a dunk. Yeah. But then Dunk got the clean sheet in the next game. When Brighton drew with the aforementioned Crystal Palace game week 14, and Ashley Cole, fucking hell, 2012 season, Ashley Cole just probably chilling out and having sex with lots of different strippers. No, that's libelous. Ashley Young scored two last night for United when they won.
Cracking goals too. Watford.
I just saw one of the free kick on Twitter. Yeah, incredible. So United, still...
Can't be many people. He must be, his percentage must be well low.
Yeah, I had him 2 weeks ago and binned him.
Binned him?
2 weeks ago.
Because he's like 4.9.
He's 4.9, yeah. So I think he started at 5 and he dropped. So I brought him in thinking, he was playing a lot.
Yeah.
But he's a midfielder in the game playing as a wing back. So not many people want a midfielder that's actually playing a defender, so...
Talking of Shaqiri, we were just talking about. I'm flitting between game week 13 and 14.
It's a different way of doing it.
It is different.
Yeah,
it is
and different. Tonight's scores as well.
And there's tonight's scores as they come in. So just
talking of Shaqiri.
Yes,
is this what you're going to mention?
I am going to mention this.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you left it off the rundown.
No, I left it. I put it in red so that I remembered to do it.
Oh,
we got an email from a lovely lady called Lynn, who said that she realised that I look like Shaqiri. And then screenshot a photo. She's obviously Googled Tom Holmes comedian or something. And there's a photo of me a few years ago doing stand-up. And then a picture of Shaqiri. And, I mean, I've taken offence. I'm not going to lie and say, I don't think I look anything like... Do I look like Shaqiri?
Maybe in the photo you do.
And she said that she was at the live pod as well. She was like, I've seen you live. And I now know that you look like Shaqiri.
You are Shaqiri. Yeah.
It's funny because in the picture you do, but she must have thought at the live pod, gone like,
I'm on stage, I look like Shaqiri. I just morph into Shaqiri.
I can't believe they've got Shaqiri to do 10 minutes of stand-up at the start.
Maybe she meant Shaqira.
Yeah, I've got those good hips.
I've got those hips. I've got those lovely hips. I've got that sort of South American spice about me. That kind of stuff. Newcastle 0, Watford 3. Everyone's boyfriend, Richarlison, with an assist. He's got 5 goals, 5 clean sheets, and 5 assists so far this season.
Fuck.
That's meant he's literally, because 99% of everyone that, you know, gets in contact with us has wildcarded this season already. They've all got Richarlison in. Like, you've got him, haven't you, Jeff?
I brought him in this week for the pre-United game.
Pre-United.
Unfortunately, he didn't do much in that at all. But I think for the season, he is...
Well, currently, he's on...
He's good.
74 points, which is basically level with everybody. Yeah. Who's like, if you're over 10 million and you've been playing, that's about the points mark.
He's playing as... They only played one striker ever, Watford, so he's playing as that man behind.
Yeah.
So they had Gray, and I think then Deeney came on last night.
Yeah, Deeney.
But he's playing as a striker, essentially. So for a midfielder, I think he's 6.6 now, maybe?
Yeah, he's gone up.
6.6, yeah.
If you've got him at the start, it's good, but for 6.6, as that attacking player, he's... Yeah, just that's why I bought him in.
Even if you pick him up now, it's like ridiculous. Him and Gross are just so valuable.
They are. Well, again, that's another player that everyone's got off the thing. Mentioning Deeney, I saw on Twitter earlier that someone referred to him as Fat Drake. Fat Drake. And I thought, that is fantastic. Love that. Fat Drake. Where are we? Spurs are shit. Sorry, that's where we are.
Right? Spurs are
shit. They drew 1-1 with West Brom. Harry Kane did score. I captained him. They did score, but it was not
game.
Good enough.
Terrible
really
game.
Bad. Your shit.
Well, West Brom just scored after like 2 minutes.
Can we just point and laugh? Ash, can we point and laugh?
We spent 80 minutes booing Foster, the goalkeeper, for wasting time.
Really?
From the third minute after they scored, that's all he did. And he finally got booked in the 80th minute. Biggest cheer of the night.
Hey.
And it was a bad game.
So, really last bad. Week,
what,
I was...
What's so bad about it, though?
But Kane is still scoring.
Kane is still scoring. That's the thing. He did score, and he did score again yesterday.
Yeah.
He's scoring a lot. It's not enough to warrant his price tag.
That's the thing.
And Dele Alli as well has just gone off the boil.
Bin him.
Yeah, 100%. Surely not many people got Dele Alli.
I think Alli, when he plays, he thinks in his mind that he's one of the better players in the team. So he tries to make something happen.
Yeah.
And it's just not working out. We've got players like Eriksen that will make things happen.
Mm.
Alli is just trying too hard at the minute, I think. And because he's not scoring,
yeah,
it's really showing. So if you've got Alli, there's got lots of people.
Oh, it's like no question.
I've got rid of Eriksen.
No one's got him anymore, surely.
No, you can't if you're serious about it. I mean, I got rid of Eriksen myself.
So I was saying last week that I thought you'd be better off with Vardy than Kane. So Kane scored in each game.
Yeah.
And Vardy got one and an assist.
Mm,
so yeah. I still think for the price.
Because
it's
like,
what's the difference?
For the last
like
couple
million?
Weeks, to be fair, yeah. There is a lot that could be spent in.
That's like a whole Ashley Young in between them.
Yeah.
You can actually have to stand on his shoulders. You need that little Kane.
Put like a long coat on and pretend you're one person. Yeah. You can do that.
Kane has got mega points for the season. So it's the same as Lukaku. I think you could have them.
In bulk. Yeah, well, again, I mean, we mentioned United earlier, but there's still been no Lukaku. Game week 13 or 14, no goal. Nothing. They won 4-2 United.
Yeah. At the start of the season, everyone was on like premium strikers, weren't they?
Yeah.
Everyone was on Kane, Lukaku. Now it's turned to midfield.
There's so many premium 9, 10 mil.
Kane, like you say, price tag wise isn't worth it, but he will probably score one goal a week on average. So it's like, do you want the guarantee of that over the season?
Well, the thing is,
or do you want someone that might score two or three, like Salah or something like that?
Well, you can still get, you could basically get a whole midfield full of 70-point players. Or that you can get Gross, Rickarlison, and then three £8 million midfielders, and then still have money for some mega strikers.
Someone just tweeted us about half an hour ago their midfield, and it was like David Silva, Sterling, and Sané, but two of them aren't playing.
Nice. Yeah,
you know, so
super good.
Wayne Rooney has just scored again.
Rooney has scored again. Goals. I've just taken out my secret sausage.
Have you?
I've just taken out my secret sausage.
He hasn't played for a while.
He hasn't. That's why I was like, he's a weak link in his sausage. Oh, I've got furious!
And the huge John Joe Kenny with the assist.
Oh, JJK.
Yeah,
big.
So I was going to bring in. Was going to take a points hit for Hazard.
Wow.
But
take your first points hit.
But I'm not doing it, so I didn't.
Yes.
Then I saw that he'd been benched. I was nice.
Massive.
So I put Sané captain.
Yeah.
Perfect. He's not playing. But it's okay, because if he doesn't come on, my next choice, my vice captain will come in. Salah's
not playing.
That is huge.
It is a notch. Game week 14.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's never even happened. I don't even know what happens.
I don't know. No, I don't think
nothing does.
You get nothing.
Yeah.
You get nothing, mate.
Nothing.
One of them will come off.
They take some points away from somebody else.
Wow. Well, we will be covering that and keeping you informed. Not that you care, because it's already happened. It's like a message from the past, isn't it?
Burnley have gone one up against Bournemouth away.
Have they?
That's a big goal for them. Who's got Chris Wood?
Wood! He's my team. I love a bit of Wood. Love a bit of Wood. Right in my mouth. Swansea 0, Bournemouth 0. Not much to report, but Bournemouth clean sheets rolling on. And to this point, Bournemouth are playing tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, they just went 1-0 down. They just
went 1-0 down. Yeah. Bollocks. If you'd have told me that 30 seconds later, I was just going to say that Asmir Begovic hasn't conceded a goal in November.
Oh,
he just has.
Breaking! Daniels, loads of people got Daniels as well, don't they?
Yeah. So, I've got Daniels, yeah. Jesus, oh, fuck, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
bollocks, I've got Daniels, of course. Shit. Yeah, but other than that, Bournemouth have been decent. They've
and
been
their
very,
run,
very
their
good.
Their run still, I think.
Their
is,
run.
Is good.
Yeah, it's really good. And, a lot of people got Callum Wilson. I've got Daniels. I was even thinking about Begovic, to be fair, because he's literally three back-to-back clean sheets.
I think the next two are all right. Southampton, Crystal Palace, I think. And then it's tough.
Yeah, it gets a bit tougher.
I heard a lot of people, because Nias is suspended, isn't he? So he's coming back
next
soon.
Game week.
So I snuck him in draft. So I think he's a good pick, but I heard a lot of people have jumped ship from him over to Callum Wilson.
Yes. Yeah. You brought in Callum Wilson, didn't you, Jack?
I brought him in, hoping for the last game week, and then this week, but so far no good. We will see.
Last season he was a good goalkeeper, but I think they've got
Man United, Man City and Liverpool coming up all in a row. So, I mean, I've got a packed midfield, so I will drop him for those games, but I think over the season, if he stays fit,
yeah,
and he's like last season.
You can just dip him in and out.
It's a decent cheap striker.
It's not. It doesn't work. They've got a 2-for-1 sale on surfboards. O'Neill.
He's fucked. He's in a bad way. The last game of the Saturday was Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1. Salah, again, he's absolutely fixture-proof, isn't he?
Well,
until tonight.
Until tonight, yes.
Fixtures that he plays in, nails it, but yeah.
Fucking hell. I think this needs to be taken as an anomaly, this.
I mean, hopefully it means he'll play the next couple at least. Wow. Hopefully now he's been rested.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, he might still come off the bench and score. You know, it is still early days. as we do this at sort of like 8:30. Who knows? Hazard with the assist. I captain Hazard currently on the bench. So don't really know what's going on with that, but he got the assist in that game. Moving on to Sunday, Southampton thumped Everton 4-1. Everton are shit. No, they're not. They're fucking tuning up. Unbelievable. Rooney's shit. No, he's not. He's just scored 2. I don't know what to believe anymore, boys. I really don't. Who scored for...
Austin got two, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, Austin. 2 goals.
So, yeah.
Mm. Togger points for me.
Every time they crossed the ball in, they scored, basically.
I started him in my Togger team.
Did you?
Yeah, big time. And everyone laughed at me.
Did you start him in there because he was 14 game weeks?
I don't think. Yeah, well, I mean, my other striker is Diego Costa. Doesn't currently play football anymore. He's back to being a Mexican drug lord. And again, that's libelous. That's the second one. And yeah, I just haven't got any other fucking players. But we'll see how that goes. But yeah, Charlie Austin, massive points there. And I've put a little note. A goal for Ash's husband, Tadic, who you absolutely love. You haven't got Tadic, have you?
I had him.
I think he was dropped tonight, so this.
He's gone.
Oh, terrible. Arsenal dominate, didn't get lucky at all. Last minute penalty, similar to last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same. Crazy. We got a last minute Sanchez penalty. And last time he dinked it down the middle. We did that cheeky little thing where the keeper goes down and just knobs it over him.
There must be quite a few people that took the risk and played Pope and me.
Yeah. Pope and you? Were you playing? You were joking. You were playing.
I thought it was while I was on the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. I played for Burnley. You've got Jack on because he's a patron and you because you're a Premier League football player.
That's why I'm the fantasy football expert.
Because you actually play. Yeah. You and Pope.
There must be few people that tried it. And then coming into that last minute must have been like, this is the best. Mm. 12 points.
Yeah.
Well, and do you know what? Pope got a hand to it. He nearly saved it.
Sanchez surely still too expensive to bring in.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask that. I was thinking about getting him in my secret sauce because I was like, it is the ultimate, differential.
Yeah.
Fucking expensive. But
I have him in one of my
sausage. Yeah. You've got like how many?
Three
sausage eye.
At least he's played consistently.
But for a main team, he's a lot of money for a midfield.
Yeah. At least he's getting consecutive minutes now.
Yeah. But he was missing at the start of the season. Was he injured at the start of the season?
He was out for the first five games.
Inverted commas. The final game of game week 13 was Huddersfield 1, Man City 2. Sterling and Aguero with goals. As far as I know, Sterling and Aguero are starting tonight.
And Jesus,
but no Sané, not even in the squad.
Yeah.
And no David Silva.
On the bench.
He's on the bench. And that's the first time David Silva hasn't started this season. He was the one person that's fixture-proof. There's no such thing as fixture-proof.
Not anymore. Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Game week 14 then followed on Tuesday.
Sorry, so... About a week ago, didn't Pep Guardiola come out and say that there was no way that Aguero... Because of
Mendy. Said they would never play together.
They can't play together. Yes. Yeah, we spoke about Adam Ray.
The defender that's injured.
Mendy. He is such a fucking troll.
He's done us over big time. He's trying to do a little Jose on us. But do you think he's just doing it to annoy fantasy Premier League?
100%.
So who are City playing tonight?
They are at home to Southampton.
So basically he's done it all to throw off Southampton.
Yeah. He's going to play the two biggest players.
Mind games, isn't it?
But they haven't scored yet.
No, he could be in the same...
Yeah, but that could be the worst thing. If they don't score a shitload, they go, right, I'm never trying that again. Yeah. And everyone's going, oh, for fuck's sake, now we don't know where we are again.
Actually, I figured it. Who was the lady we had on the podcast who was from Man City TV?
Oh, yeah, Nicola McCarthy.
They're probably in the same fantasy football group together. So he's sending misinformation to try and win the league.
Oh, that's
like, oh yeah, I'm definitely not going to play these two together. Terrible idea.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably true. That's probably what it is.
Now,
we should have asked Nicola. So I'll text her and say, come on, give us them.
Yeah, well, maybe she's the one being fed the fake advice.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And then, Tuesday, Brighton 0, Palace 0, as we said. Leicester beating Spurs 2-1. Lovely stuff.
So
lovely stuff. So
I was waiting for the Maguire clean sheet to come in, and then we managed to
it
score.
It annoyed you that you scored.
It annoyed me that we scored and then it's didn't like end up drawing or winning.
With your season ticket, do they give you Europa Cup games included?
I mean, I don't know why Tom's laughing this season.
I can't wait to get knocked out of the quarterfinals of the Europa. Watford 2, United 4, as we said previously, still no goal for Lukaku. Lukaku looked like he was going to get a ban for the kick out, lash out.
He also missed an absolute sitter.
He did,
in the game.
I did see that.
Absolute sitter.
Did you see the Lukaku thing, lashing out at just flailing
like
his leg behind him?
It was like
just literally kicked mate in the nuts.
Yeah, double. Like, bam.
Kick dick, get banned.
Yeah.
I tweeted
not get
that.
Banned.
I tweeted that. But loads of retweets.
I guess
loved
the
it.
Only thing I was surprised he didn't get banned when I saw it. Then I thought after, if he had kicked him, it would probably would have just been a yellow card anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know. But I don't know. It was really.
But people are saying like it should have been a 3-match ban or whatever.
Well, it should be a bit of something. It should have had a little something. A little slap wrist. A little slap willy or something.
Yeah. That would have been a good revenge.
Willy slap. That's what they should do. Yeah. Next time it comes up, you know, how do we punish these players? Just a vengeful Willy slap.
Yeah, the guy he kicked. Just
slap his Willy.
Yeah.
Well, you can punch. I was going to go.
That would be it. Imagine if every time someone dived, they were like, oh, it's a retrospective dick punch.
Yeah.
How quickly that would get stamped out.
It would. That's a really good shout.
Yeah.
A really good shout. We'll see if we can get that. Get that happening. Use our contacts.
Yeah, probably.
In the FA. And then the final game of last night, West Brom 2, Newcastle 2. What happened? I don't know. I was quite drunk last night.
West Brom went 2-0 up and Newcastle
They did. That's right.
The rudderless West Brom at that point.
Rudderless,
as well, they just signed
rudderless, weren't they?
So people have been talking.
I mean, who has any West Brom or Newcastle
players? Well, that's very true.
Wow.
Kind of Newcastle.
Are people starting to get a little sneaky Rondon?
Rondon.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, that was right. Rondon scored, didn't
he? He did. Oh, but I mean barely fucking
hell. I can't. I mean, Rondon.
No.
Well, I captained him that last season, when he got two goals.
Yeah.
On Kidney Rob's advice. Kidney Rob,
in general, I think there's better players for his value.
For like a whole league.
I would say so. So as it stands now, not counting the games that are currently going on, we do have a top 10.
Yes.
So the top 10 at the moment as it stands is number 10, Robert Virtsy. Number 9, Luke Barlow, Gafferazzi, official Gafferazzi patron. Number 8, Robert Jones. 7, Joe Stone. Loving these names. Absolutely brilliant. Luke Barlow, Robert Jones, Joe Stone. I've put my foot in it there because Magnus Westerrand is next. Charlie Bolton at 5. 4, Nick Henry. 3, Tobias Koski. Number 2, Red Devils, Danielle K. That's new.
Yeah,
that's new.
And top of the Gaffer Tapes League, as we say it now, probably pointless, but is 420 Fedora Fanatic. We'll see.
Congrats.
Which is interesting. But the thing that everyone wants to know is the manager of the month.
So yesterday, before Jack came in, or maybe before the weekend, I was like, you're coming onto the live podcast. You are currently third.
I was
in
third,
manager of the
month.
If you have a good weekend, you could be
the one time we were like, we're giving the manager of the month a brand new copy of Football Manager 18.
You can win it live on the show.
I was keen. I was on it.
Yeah, and the pressure's got to you,
hasn't
it?
Whole month.
But you have fallen to 12th as of last 12th, night. 12th manager of the month. I mean, still really, really good.
About 20-odd points off top, but Hazard's not playing, Salah's not playing, so that's half my team not playing tonight, so...
As we speak at the moment, the unprincipled one, who is Bunda Fantasy. Oh, I don't know if we should read out his website. I don't think we should be reading out anyone's. No, I don't think I'm going to give you a plug. Bundo. Let's just hope that he doesn't win.
If he wins, we'll give him a plug. Fantasypointspod.com. Yeah.
Pod! They're a fucking podcast as well. Fuck them. No, I'm not talking about them. Fuck you. Would you give it to number two? Jeremiah Johnson, Lookman, Are You Aki? Really good. We will be letting you know on social media, either on Facebook or Twitter. So follow us on at The Gaffer Tapes on Twitter or facebook.com/TheGafferTapes. Oh, we're still running that competition, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go on, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheGafferTapes. And we're going to run, running
the next
a fantasy football manager, what's it called? Football Manager 2018 game.
So next episode, we'll announce who won the Facebook one.
Yes.
And who was Man of the Duro of the Month.
Yes, we will do indeed. Hopefully it's you, Jack. I'd love to give you a copy of Fantasy... fucking hell, what's it called? Football Manager.
Fantasy Football Manager. Really? Fantasy You've football got a manager. Comment on the podcast.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's like, oh, hang on, Craig's in the jungle again. What do I do? Every fucking week. I'm not bitter. So there we go. That is, game week 13. We're going to come back in part two. We're going to give you the rest of game week 14 updates as they happen. We're going to go through the social media that we've received. We've got some good stuff. And then we're going to be back for part three, where we talk about game week 15. And we've got a lovely, lovely fire emoji quiz. So yes, we will see you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, Ash, Tom.
Hello.
And guest host, Jack.
Greetings.
Craig is obviously away. If you happen to be a new listener, we've got a regular host of the show who's away filming I'm a Celebrity.
He's out noshing off Ant Deck in the jungle.
Correct. So we're just chilling with a Patreon guest host.
What's a Patreon guest host, Ash?
Good question, actually. So if you subscribe to us on Patreon...
Patreon.com/TheGafferTapes.
Correct. You get lots of little tiny benefits. One is you may possibly be asked to come on the show, potentially.
Yes, and you can get live stream.
Live streams?
Live streams, which is happening now.
Yeah.
You get exclusive podcasts.
Just so many benefits.
Oh, actually, yeah. Free tickets to the live shows.
Yeah, too many benefits, if anything.
Can't keep up with them all.
Yeah. So... Jack is here now, and then next week we've got another Patreon guest host.
Yes, which potentially the last Patreon guest host, if Craig is alive. We worked it out. If he's still alive, if not, you can all come on.
The odds of you getting invited on go up drastically
depending on if Craig passes away or not. It's the legend that is James Mental Email of the Week Doncaster.
I think a lot of people are. Got to be looking forward to this one.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's a lot of pressure on him. This is the four.
Well, yeah, huge. But yeah. Quiz-wise, I think. Quiz-wise, but he's a good lad. He is hilarious. I love him.
Also coming up, this Saturday, the 2nd of December.
But I won't do that the whole way through, just everything you say, just to accentuate it. It's welcome back to the...
At 4 p.m, we will be in Windsor... watching Arsenal versus Man United. A bit of a Gaffer Tapes Christmas.
Well, it is, yeah, because, like, in case you didn't hear me moan about it, you all lot all meet up and watch football in London.
Close and helpful.
Because I have the responsibilities of a father. So I live in Windsor, so we're going to go out drinking a stumbling distance from my house. And you're coming, because you live
in Windsor. I'm coming, because I live down the road.
You live down the road, so lovely, yeah. And I've just seen Ash, just between me and you, because no one else will know, Cross's Corner is now open again and showing the football.
Oh, I see.
Amazing. So we just watch it there, probably. But yeah, 4 p.m. this Saturday. Just before we go onto the social media section, I was supposed to do this last week. We have a follower on Twitter called Andy the Wine Guy. Really, really nice bloke. He actually said he hasn't played fantasy football for ages, but he still listens to the podcast every week.
Nice.
And he got in touch to say that he had a little boy was born a couple of weeks ago called Eric, and he asked for a little shout-out. Which is lovely.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is lovely. And he, I don't think we should name the place, but he works in
I think it's probably all right.
Restaurant.
Is it all right to say that?
Oh, so probably, yeah.
When we were in Manchester for an occasion.
Which one was that? That was literally a year ago the other day.
Yeah, unnamed occasion.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened since either, has it? So.
Yeah.
If it never happens again, we will talk about it forever.
Yeah. So he works in Manchester. I think he's the guy at the Hawksmoor restaurant there, or he used to be, like the wine
guy. Wine, well, his, guy, yeah, yeah, Andy the wine guy.
Sommelier?
Really? That's the name of a wine, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm thinking Sommelion.
I think that is the name of a wine guy.
So he's had a lovely little boy called Eric, or as I think we should call him, Timmy Waller's wine guy.
Nice.
That's a callback to very, very long ago when Evan Brady had a child and tweeted us to say that he had to leave the delivery room whilst his wife was having a child, literally giving birth, to set his team. That's Evan Brady in America. And we said, you have to call him Timmy Waller's Brady.
Which he did. Where is Andy?
Timmy Waller's wine guy. I like him.
But where is this guy? Doesn't even play anymore. So
he doesn't even play, but he still listens to the podcast. Good lad. Jack, just before we go on to social media, I just heard you go, ooh. Do we have an update?
We do. Chelsea have gone 1-0 up.
Who was it?
Big, big pick here. Antonio Rudiger with the goal.
Oh everybody.
No assist has come through and so far. Don't believe he's on yet.
Seen the light of day. Furious.
There's one fucking bastard watching this going, well, that was the differential pitch.
Yeah, Rudiger. It'd be Rudiger not to. Name of the pod there, boys.
Yeah.
Nailed that early. Let's do some social media questions. First, from the Facebooks. Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook
page. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes. First question from Andre Martinson. Is it risky to have three defensive players from Burnley, one keeper, two defenders?
I think someone tweeted us that they had two or three.
I saw that.
Did you? We must have retweeted it.
Yeah, and obviously
they didn't get the clean sheet. So yeah, it's well fucking dodgy.
I think three.
You just need a random fucking goal to go in,
and
you're fucked.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's so many points to lose.
Even United. I mean, United. I think
two is okay.
Two's alright.
I think if you've got Pope and me
over the course of a season, Burnley for the price.
Stop talking about yourself, Ad. If you've got Pope and me, you're laughing because Pope's outstanding. I'm in great form.
For the price, though, if you've got two Burnley defenders over the course of the season, they keep more clean sheets than most sides. So
yeah,
right,
that's
but
true.
Three is just madness.
Yeah, it's whether you could always have two in your squad, couldn't you? And potentially rotate them, but starting them, I think that's risky. I never do that. Thinking back, I can't remember the last time I had two players of the same team, defenders wise.
Mm. I suppose the only thing is you could go mega budget. If you went an entire, you didn't pick anybody good, anybody from any of the big teams.
Mm.
So went two Burnley defenders, the Burnley goalkeeper, another cheap, like a Bournemouth defender.
Yeah.
And then your other two defenders you picked really cheap. Then you could go all out on the rest of your team.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's the best strategy.
No.
But it's possible.
No, just not. I think you need one good defender.
You need to spend some money because your Aspilicueta's and Jones, although Jones isn't big money, but they're always going to return, isn't they?
Yeah.
So
we got another Facebook question from long-time listener Elliot Levy.
Oh, Levy.
He said the Tottenham dilemma. They appear to be off form. Time to end Spurs defensive lineup.
Rotation section.
Kane.
Oh, sorry, not Ash. Jack.
Yeah.
Jacare Sagna, as we like to call you. What do you reckon? I mean,
defensively.
What Spurs players do you have as a Spurs?
None.
You don't have
none.
Any?
I haven't had any all season.
Really?
I do that generally as a rule, because then if I'm at Spurs and Kane scores a hat trick, I'll be happy because we'll probably win.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, then I won't be sad that I didn't miss out on FPL.
Okay.
But this season, defensively, we're rotating our wing backs every other game. Mm. So I would say no to them. Alderweireld's injured now, so Sanchez is probably the only dead cert centre back with Vertonghen. Midfield, they're just not scoring points.
It's not happening, is it? And Eriksen's
Kane is literally the only player in the side that you think would score every week or get points, but his price tag is huge. So that's why I don't have him. So I would say get rid of him. But
yeah, get rid. I don't see any Spurs players being worth it now. Maybe when Alderweireld comes back.
Still don't think. I just think
his price is high.
Yeah,
so,
I think the whole thing.
I just don't think
them playing away all season.
Yeah, you'll have a nice little run of fixtures potentially. But yeah, it's just too dodgy.
Kane is the only one for points overall for FPL for Spurs. I think
as we said, it's not worth the.
At least with Kane, At least you know he's going to play because they've got no alternative.
Yeah. I think Kane and Morata at the moment are the two strikers that you think they're relatively fixture-proof. They're not going to get dropped because don't have other strikers to play as a starter.
If I was wildcarding now, you could easily get Kane, Morata, Pogba, Mahrez, Sterling. A pretty mean team.
Yeah, you could do, definitely. Yeah.
So that's it for Facebook questions.
Yes. I was just going to talk about Llorente because you've got Llorente. Never forget you've got Llorente. And then that brought me on to Sabzi. I don't know if we ever mentioned that Sabzi, long-time listener from South Africa, Sabzi, has put his... did we ever mention it on the pod?
I can't remember. It's big news.
Basically, Sabzi put... Every time I see it, I think, I must mention it on the pod. He tweeted us and said that Llorente will never sign for Tottenham.
Yeah.
And if... He does, because Sabzi's a Chelsea fan. If he does, then I'm gonna change my profile picture to me in a Tottenham shirt. And obviously he did, and his picture is still, every time he tweets us, it makes me laugh because it's just him really upset in a Tottenham shirt. And then we put it to a poll on Twitter how long he should have it on for, and it was until the end of the season.
I think that was what won.
One of the options was until Llorente scores for Spurs. And I don't think he is going to score this season.
No, I genuinely don't think he will. He's the last couple of games, he's come on for 20 minutes, half an hour, and he's just not a player that fits into our team. So Swansea built it around him to ping crosses in non-stop. That's not our Spurs base. So I just don't think he's ever going to score.
It's such a shame, because he was playing all the time.
Funny because we stopped Chelsea buying him. And they were after him for the whole summer.
That was why Sabzi was annoyed. That's why he's annoyed. He's more fucking annoyed now.
He'd be playing at both loads teams as well, I guess. Do you think Chelsea would play two up front? Maybe not.
No, he would be back up to Morata.
But that's the thing. If Spurs need a goal, bring on Son off the bench.
That's exactly what we do most of the time.
Right, let's move on to Twitter now for some questions in a section that we like to call... Tweets for my tweet.
Who's asking?
Yes. Much better. Much better than the previous efforts. And we got one from Edward Pickford, who is a patron of the pod.
Nice.
Edward Pickford said, big FPL team news. First transfer into my team of a Palace player.
Yeah.
Question for this week's pod. Have they now become viable as a genuine pick? Good few green fixtures as well coming up. I knew we had this Palace related tweet earlier when we started talking about it, but Zaha, definitely.
Yeah. He doesn't say who he's bought in. So if he bought in Benteke, But Sacco's got a goal and a clean sheet last two, but I think Zaha's the only viable pick. At the moment, because he's cheap. He's 4.5 still.
He is still cheap.
What is the...
Ashley's question of the week?
Yeah. How many points has the highest scoring Crystal Palace player got?
Not a lot.
But anyway, Kane's on... But 20%, Kane is on probably nearly 80 now.
So Salah is just shy of 100. He's the top score. He's like 96 or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Man City, 1-0. Stupid. Is it? Who scored?
Man City, 1-0.
Please, Jesus.
Virgil van Dijk own goal.
Oh, Ash! BVD!
Fuck me! Oh. Well, it's alright because he's...
Sweet Mary Sue.
And Burnley 2-0. Away
Burnley 2-0. Who scored at Burnley?
Don't know yet.
Not Wood again.
Me hat-trick.
Oh, you go, look at you! Me bloody hat-trick! It's 2-0.
Yeah. It's alright that van Dijk scored an own goal, actually.
Yeah?
Because he's my second substitute. So when my captain and vice-captain...
There were going to be nightmares on Twitter. Yeah.
So, answers.
Palace. Oh, sorry, but only Zaha, in my opinion.
No, it's a question.
Yeah, so you're not professional.
Numbers. I think it's going to be like 26.
32.
35.
Oh, 35.
But then the...
Townsend, is it?
Townsend, 35. And then, Loftus-Cheek's on 31. Got it. I was thinking,
Loftus-Cheek's, all his points have come in the last few game weeks, so I think he's starting to get more games, get more points.
He's an easy player to fill out midfield. He's 4.5 and he's playing, so I think he's the cheapest player you can buy in midfield that's actually starting. So for that aspect, he's all right to pick if you've only got 4.5 mil left in your midfield five.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pretty rough. I don't know.
Personally, I don't have any still.
Oh, they've got, yeah, I suppose they've got a run of easy fixtures, but I mean, you'd have to have a fucking shocking team to be able to get them in, is the thing.
Yeah.
Because even if you've got, so you could maybe get Zaha as your third choice striker, but I mean, who would you, there's no one you'd drop in your midfield for him. Like, you wouldn't drop Richarlison or Gross.
Yeah.
Would you? Who are both cheaper. And your strikers, unless you've got, I can't even think of anybody. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. Stay away.
We got a tweet from Craig Verinder. Verinder? I think he's the first on Twitter. He said, question for the pod, maybe one for a rainy day. If you could buy a wild card in exchange for points, how many would you see as a fair hit to get one? 25, 20 points?
Oh, great question. My God, that's a lot.
It's good.
So let's say if it was the, for a wild
card. So you could do as much as you wanted
for
that
week. All 15 would be 60 points.
Mm. Yes.
So,
he works in accounts. Yeah, he works in accounts.
Would be 60 points. So I don't know. Whenever I've wildcarded, I've never changed all 15.
No, yeah.
Probably 10 at max.
Yeah, you so never do. There's a few you change. Sometimes I feel like I need to be doing more because it's a wild card and I'm only changing like six players. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, I should do more.
So if you go for a, if you save up two transfers, do three, it's four points, isn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe say like.
So you could do eight for four players.
I think maybe like 18 points, something maybe. Like that, 15.
Yeah, I think.
Because if you went too cheap, it'd just be ridiculous.
For the game, yeah. But for the game, I think if it was that low, though, everyone would do it all the time.
But 18 points, I think it'd be like.
Is, big, yeah, but
yeah,
I'd say about that.
I'd just say, just leave it as it is, don't bother with that.
We had two tweets, one from Sour Troubadour, regular tweeter, and one from our friend Oscar, from afar, patron of the podcast, think he might be watching from America Land. They both said, who's the best Kane replacement? And both have Morata, I assume, because one said, already have Morata, one said, brackets, besides Morata. Who's the best Kane? It's tough because Morata really is the only
guaranteed nailed on.
But the thing is, he's still, Kane is still more expensive, which is just baffling.
He's more expensive than everyone.
So he's still more expensive. He's a million more than Lukaku.
Yeah.
If you don't, just save £1 million.
Just have Lukaku and a million.
Lukaku hasn't scored for what, six, 7 games?
But he's still, on the same amount of points as Kane.
He's got from
the early season form, but
yeah, that's all.
That doesn't matter now, does it?
Well, but they've got Pogba back now and they've started winning every game. They score four every week.
When Pogba plays, they score four.
Yeah,
but that's true.
I think if you, unless you're willing to play the Man City and have both of them. And have one of those.
No, I think if you've got both and just think, even if Jesus plays and only gets 10 minutes, he might get an assist like he did the other night.
Otherwise, I think it's Vardy. He's a lot cheaper, but he's the next best decent striker that plays for a team that score goals.
Yeah, I think it's Vardy and Nias.
He's like 4 million.
Yeah, but I mean, you could get, you could get rid of Kane and basically get both of those.
Yeah.
And then whatever the cost of your third striker was, you've got that to spend everywhere. And then you just take your 18-point bonus wildcard.
Arsenal 2-0.
Oh, who is it?
Oliver Giroud.
Oh, lovely. Sexy, gorgeous Giroud. Who has Giroud nowadays?
He's on the bench on my Togger team.
Is he?
I actually transferred him out my Togger team.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. He's available for a transfer if anybody wants him.
Yes, I like it. Let's do a little question from Chuck Bailey. What is your favourite holiday destination or somewhere you've always wanted to go, brackets not including stepdad's caravan and flights of fancy to Turkmenistan? I've been quite a few places, to be fair.
I find that highly unlikely.
It's, do you know what? And I knew that you would say that, but I've genuinely been to a lot of countries.
Have you?
I've been to a lot of countries, yeah.
Such as? Ooh. Counties or countries?
Oh, Berkshire, sorry. No, I've been to a lot of countries. I've been to America several times, Canada, Mauritius, Barbados. The Philippines. Nice. So I made that last one up. The Philippines. I don't know why I said the Philippines. So the Philippines, and then thought I can't back that one up. If you say, "Oh, the Philippines, was it nice?" I don't know. No idea. No, I have. I've been to a lot. Andorra.
How many of these were Canada? After you were 18?
No, they all were. Yeah, I didn't go abroad till I was I didn't go on a plane till I was like 19.
Oh wow!
And I didn't go abroad till I was 14.
Oh wow! Yeah, been
yeah. Mother told me that maps were lies and that the only country was England.
Yeah. You could go to Canada and meet Sarah Troubadour.
I did, yeah.
You did?
No, I didn't meet him. Yeah. But he, I love Canada. It's one of my favourite places.
Yeah, I love like Canada. To go there.
The one place I do want to go, though, is Yellowstone National Park, please.
Yeah,
I love that. Mauritius was amazing. Barbados was nice. Oh.
Yeah, Seychelles, my favourite place. Yeah. Went on honeymoon.
Did you? I went Mauritius. Nice. We were going to go to Seychelles. We went Mauritius in the end, but really I must say, Mauritius was.
I really want to go somewhere, though. I like scuba diving a lot.
Do you?
I want to go somewhere where the reefs aren't all dead. And they were everywhere I've been. They're all dead these days, so
got to
find somewhere that's still alive.
Reef.
Yeah, that's it. They're all dead, though.
There's one in Bracknell. Coral Reef in Bracknell. That is a
just
little joke for... Has it?
Yeah.
Coral Reef in Bracknell.
There's a little viral video of these guys breaking in and like diving around all the slides since it reopened. Yeah, brilliant.
That is a joke for anyone that lives sort of in Berkshire. In the Berkshire area.
Arsenal 3-0, by the way.
Arsenal 3-0. 4-0. 4-0. What?
Sanchez got the third, don't know about the fourth yet.
Oh my God, this is good. I thought it was going to be a 0-0. Oh, I was taking the piss out of Spurs fans on Twitter mercilessly. Ash, holiday destination. I want to go to Yellowstone National Park, see some wolves.
I'd like to go. I haven't been anywhere all year.
Haven't you?
No, but I'm going to Paris on Friday.
Oh yeah, and you're coming back just in time for the drinks on Saturday.
The drinks and then Amsterdam in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Damn again.
But I would love to go to South Korea.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Nice. Not interesting.
I got them as a sweepstake when they came third in the World Cup. Was it?
So this is what I'm always talking
brilliant.
About, right?
It's like amazing.
It's really good.
So you know we when England play, they don't take the friendly seriously.
Yeah.
When South Korea had their own World Cup, they stopped the South Korean league 6 months early.
Wow.
And just practiced, played friendly
just
games
practiced.
For 6 months, yeah, and then were fucking awesome, weren't
just
they?
Play normal games.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be friendly games?
No, because they played the South Korean team.
Oh,
trained
okay,
for six months for the World Cup.
That's right.
Oh, it shows you like, oh, actually, if you practice, it makes you better.
If you practice makes perfect.
Exactly.
Please.
So maybe we should play our practice game.
Yes, we should.
Yeah.
One more. Johnny OG at the Flying Slug said, which football player would you like to see on I'm a Celebrity? And which gaffer would be the worst at Bush Tucker trials?
I think whatever celebrity Craig would talk to and then would come on the podcast is exactly who I would like.
Gaza. Just be
Gaza and I'm a Celeb.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Gaza and I'm a Celeb.
That seems like the kind of thing that it'd be like.
I don't know if they'd let him on.
It'd be like, oh, Gaza's on I'm a Celeb. Oh, we've had to cancel the series.
Yes, because he's done the worst stuff.
Yes.
I love Gaza. I absolutely love Gaza. That it would be Gaza, wouldn't it? Who else? Barton, just to see.
Or just any of the new age ones that are just like, you know, they're really fancy and they've got loads of money from they're really young and they have to go and live in like...
Oh, someone like Sterling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Ali or something.
Yeah,
you know,
Dele Ali or one of them. But, oh, no, I can't sleep alone. It's not made of goose down.
Who was the guy...
like a goose down.
Who was the guy who played for Man United? It was like a Man U, like wonder kid. But Ferguson,
Lee Sharp. I've got an anecdote about Lee Sharp.
But Ferguson couldn't control him or whatever. So he came to West Ham. And then we had him and then he fucked us there.
Oh, Januzaj was him?
No. And then he went to like Lazio and he's still floating around. Oh, everyone is listening. I know who he is.
No idea.
He is like the exact textbook example of what you were talking about. Someone who got loads of money.
Oh, he's not a greasy hair boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was like the new Ronaldo, just because
Eagles?
He had greasy hair.
No.
No, I know it is, and it's going to annoy me, but this is not good for anyone listening or the people live streaming me just going, on that.
Just pretend to be new.
Yeah, it's little fucking Makeda.
No.
Oh, yeah, that was who I was thinking. That's who I was thinking of.
He is a classic example.
Yeah, he is.
Overrated.
So, well, Ronaldo. I mean, Ronaldo and I'm a Celeb, he's got to be, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
He's got to be. Talking of I'm a Celeb, just very briefly before we go for this section.
This is fucking tenuous.
Is it tenuous, this bit?
Depends how...
Oh, no, this bit that I'm going to talk about.
To be fair, I missed this, so...
You did miss this. So we had a bit of Twitter beef with Gary Lineker. So he did...
Let me read out a tweet.
Last night, so Vardy scored and he said, Vardy is a celebrity, get in there. And that is such a ridiculous tweet because Vardy's fucking wife's into it. So I just said, oh, Gary, this tweet made us sad. But I forget that now we've got a blue tick, Gary fucking sees it. So Gary just went, why? And I was like, and I said to my missus, and I'd had a few drinks, and I went, oh God, Gary Lineker's tweeted us back. Fuck, I've got to make it good. And I just went, it's just a rubbish tweet, Gary. And then I went, love you though, in a separate tweet. He didn't reply to that. He just went, I'm sure you'll get over it. and raised his eyebrows and a little emoji thing. And yeah, a little bit of, and then I think I replied after that and went, all jokes aside, Gary, no, I mean, if you do want to come on the award-winning Fantasy Football Podcast, we get, you know, hundreds of thousands of downloads a month. Please come on. But
and then
he didn't reply.
Next week, we've got our Patreon guest host.
And then, yeah, we do. And maybe Gary Lineker. Who knows? Yeah. Probably not. But yeah, there you go. There are your social media questions. We will be back in segment 3, where we will be previewing game week 15, which is this Saturday. And we've got a quiz. Lads. So yes, we will see you in a moment. Hello and welcome back to the final part of the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Me and Ash are still joined by patron of the pod, Jack Saunders.
Greetings again.
Been loving it. We got really excited during the little break about all the results coming in, and Peter's now 4-0 Arsenal, which is incredible.
News flash.
Yes.
West Ham.
Go on.
Have.
Go on.
Conceded.
Oh.
Guess who scored?
Rooney hat-trick.
No!
Correct.
No!
I took him out this sausage. I'm so angry.
Wow.
Oh.
After missing penalty as well.
What, second? He missed the second penalty?
No. West Ham missed the penalty.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
Rooney got a third.
So, does that mean we can fire Moyes now?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but that is shocking stuff. And the worst thing is, I took Rooney out for
5-0
Arsenal.
5-0
Oh, fuck. This is the worst week ever.
No, this is great. reaping the rewards. Ramsey getting the assists for me.
Two assists.
Yeah. Right, boys. Let's not dwell on game week 14 too much, because game week 15 is just round the corner. Saturday, the day that we meet in Windsor for the Gafferazzi Windsor Christmas drink. Yeah, Saturday. The early kickoff is Chelsea-Newcastle. Chelsea at home to Newcastle has got to look good for the Hazard owners, although let's take this as a bit of an anomaly, this little mini
surely
game
he
week.
Plays after being rested.
Surely, yeah. Surely. I'm probably still going to stick the captain's armband on him,
same.
I think.
Yes. Probably more so now then.
He's Chelsea just come home. On. Just come on.
Oh, he's ruined it for me.
Just come on.
That's my 8 points on the bench for Vardy.
And loads of people.
He's my fucking captain.
Yeah.
So he's going to get 1 point double to two.
Yeah.
He's fucked it for me.
Salah's come on as well.
Oh, it's just ruining lives now. Just ruining FPL lives at the last fucking digs. Chelsea at home to Newcastle. Then we've got Brighton versus Liverpool. Everton, who, you know, have they just suddenly turned things around? Or is it just because West Ham are so shit?
The latter.
Probably the latter.
Brighton at... Oh, no, sorry. Everton at home to Huddersfield. Leicester Burnley, for those Vardy owners.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because Burnley is so good.
They are, yeah. They're tough. Yeah, they were tough against the Arsenal last night. Mm. Stoke Swansea, the Shaqiri owners there, must be looking at that one thinking that looks nice.
That is a bit juicy, isn't it?
Yeah, juicy dangler.
Maybe Hesse.
He's been scoring a bit, hasn't he, recently, but it's cheap to get in.
Watford at home to Spurs. I'm a Kiko Firmino lover, love that guy. He fucking loves a bonus point, clean sheets and bonus points. 8 points every week.
I was well surprised they conceded 4 to United.
I know, I did arrange him very very last on my bench for that one, but picking him in the right times does really pay off. How do you fancy your odds on that at the Watford Spurs game, Jack?
After last night's result, not great. Watford, even though they lost, they still scored twice.
They like a goal.
Spurs aren't a team that score a lot of goals at the minute, unless we're playing someone decent like Real Madrid or Dortmund. So
it's that consolation Harry Kane goal.
I can see that happening again. I can see it being 2-1 Watford and Harry Kane will get a goal.
Yeah.
And it will further add to people going, should I drop him, should I not?
And I'm in an R-ing. I did it myself. Got rid of him. West Brom at home to Palace. A little bit of Rondon.
Or a 0-0.
Yeah.
I think there'll be some goals in this one, actually.
Do you think?
Yeah, because they're both a bit hopeless.
Yeah, I like the idea. Hegazi. Do people still have Hegazi?
I think I might still have him just as a bench. Because I had him at the start. It's just not someone I've wanted to sub out.
A bit of fodding.
Yes.
Then the big game that we're watching, all the lads together, half five, Arsenal versus Man United. We're going to be in Windsor, probably across his corner, but not for definite. Send us an email or something, info@thegaffertapes.com. Don't come to the wrong place. Arsenal United, it's the big... I mean, it's the only big game of the weekend.
It's
the only big one, really, isn't it? And it's not as big as it used to be. But that's going to be an interesting one. I'm a little bit worried. Mm. But coming off this momentum, fucking hell.
Yeah, 5-0.
Oh, coming off this fucking momentum, get them boys happy. Wenger said Ozil and Sanchez won't be leaving in January.
Don't believe it.
Oh,
but,
well, nor do I, but it's nice to hear it. It's nice to hear his French lies. And then the Sunday games, Bournemouth at home to Southampton. Attractive fixture if you're if you're owning those Bournemouth boys, Daniels, potentially, hopefully, fingers crossed, clean sheet there. And then the final game is Man City West Ham. I mean, the question is, do they score 20 goals or 25?
Yeah.
Are you worried? Is it going to be a drumming?
I mean,
a jizzing? It's going to be a jizzing.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
I'm not worried because we know they're going to beat us 25-0. So, and the manager's already been sacked. It doesn't really.
Yeah.
Captain Collins then.
Captain Collins.
Big time to Captain Hart on his return.
Return.
That is the big. Yeah. Oh, man.
Penalty save.
Double penalty save. Man of the match.
Imagine that. When he's kicking the ball out of the net for the sixth time and he goes, where did my life go wrong? Do you know where, Joe? It was the fucking head and shoulders advert, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to triple captain Joe Hart next week.
Yeah, why not?
In a parallel universe.
Yeah. My little tip for the week, we decided about 5 minutes ago, mine's going to be Shaqiri at home to Swansea. I like it. He scored some goals recently. He's got a decent return last few weeks. That's my one. You can have that, lads and ladies. Jack, where are you going with it?
Well, I was going to say Junior Stanislas for Bournemouth because he was going to come back, but they said today he's not fit enough. So he scores or assists every Bournemouth goal when he plays.
Wow.
But he's not fit.
Because he came through the academy.
So I think for next game week, that will be my tip. But for
on next week, mate. So
I'm
going to
go
greedy.
Shockingly, as a Spurs fan, for Ozil because he has gone assist goal tonight.
He has, yeah.
He's at home again. And
like
I don't think a lot of people would have picked him in their team. So if you're looking to shake up your midfield,
it's a nice,
I think Ozil's a good pick.
I have been picking up Ozil every week, saying he gets too much shit.
Yeah.
I like it, Jack.
Now he's looking for a move. He's well motivated.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's
he's
what it
well
is.
Motivated, yeah.
Fenger's gone, you're not leaving in January. He's gone, oh, fucking hell, I want to start fucking playing.
Yeah. Patrick time.
Ash. What's your little tip for GW15, as we're calling it?
Seems like an obvious pick, but I don't think it is. I'm going Sané, because he hasn't scored in about 4 weeks, and he's not played at all this week.
Right. So,
but I think
he'll start.
But I think they'll rotate him back in this week,
and
they're going to score. Yeah, and then he'll be up against, I think he'll be toe-to-toe with Masuaku. Mm. It's going to be like 100-0.
100-0. We've gone for 25-0 to 100-0.
Everyone wildcard will take 30-point hits to get three City players in and whatever else you need.
100-0.
This is going to be 100-0.
Just everything.
Yeah.
All of it. Lovely. Yeah, there you go. So there's game week 15, which is Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
There's an early kickoff, but no bonus kickoff.
No. We decided it was called a cheeky kickoff.
No cheeky kickoff.
A Friday kickoff is a cheeky kickoff. There's an early kickoff on the Saturday, but no cheeky kickoff. Okay. Boys, I think there's nothing else to do but quiz. Let us quiz.
This looks like the best prepared.
I'm so excited. Obviously, this is an audio format, being a podcast, but we currently have in front of us. So what would you call them?
Placards.
They're like tiny mini placards. Yeah. Which I'm really excited about, and obviously we've got the live stream going on so they can actually see it, but this was something that happened before we were going to even do it.
Yeah, I was going to do it anyway.
Jack, talk us through the bloody quiz, mate.
So yeah, when these guys said, do you want to host the guest host the quiz, I was like, keen. And then someone, I'm guessing Tom, went keen versus keen, and I was like, yeah, why not? So I'll turn that into a quiz just off the base of that little
exciting
conversation. So you will find amongst your five little placards,
yes,
Robbie Keane and Roy Keane.
I've seen them.
Which is the main focus of the quiz. And then we've got some special guests and another Keane for later on.
Incredible.
So it's a simple, quick fire head-to-head to begin with. For example, if I said to you, who said, I'd waited long enough. I fuck him, hit him hard. The ball was there, I think. Take that, you cunt, and don't ever stand over me sneering about fake injuries. Was it Robbie Keane or was it Roy Keane?
So obviously I know
yeah,
that one.
You would go Roy it's Keane. Roy. Yeah, and Roy I Monday. Hope Ash would also go Roy Keane.
But... I was going to go Frodo.
We haven't released the Frodo's,
eh? So yeah. That's the basis of the quiz.
If you don't mind me saying.
It was, indeed,
is that
yeah.
a bonus point? Can I have a bonus point? Has it started yet, has it? No, I'm being selfish.
Yeah. Can you tell me what game?
Man United you know. Versus Alf Inge Haaland's team. Nottingham Forest?
Manchester oh, Derby, it was. Manchester Derby. So, that's the basis of the
love
start
it.
Quiz.
Absolutely
so,
love
mostly,
it.
Just pick which one it is.
Yeah, brilliant.
Pick it up and let's
go. Are you going to tell us if it's Keane versus Keane or...
Yeah. If the guests lovely. Come into it, then I'll let you know.
Brilliant.
So, question number one. Who was born in Dublin, Robbie or Roy?
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, just both, you know, show at the same time.
Okay, one, two, three, release.
The answer...
We both went Robbie.
Is Robbie.
And nice. We both got it right.
One all. Roy nice. Was in Cork, FYI.
I thought you were going to say Roy was in Cork.
when he
was
he, yeah, and in Cork. Did he play for them, like, right at the end of his career? He played in London, didn't he? Yeah, for last season.
Yeah, maybe not big enough to get on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Wikipedia page.
Whose middle name is Maurice?
Maurice.
Is it the no-nonsense Roy, Maurice Keane, or is it the cartwheeling, ballet-loving Robbie Maurice Keane?
Oh, okay. I've
What's
got an answer.
Your answer?
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
Oh, that's a good way of doing
yeah,
it. Just
yeah,
turn it around.
Just turn it around. Yeah.
One, two, three. Yeah.
It,
both went
it's
Roy.
Roy Keane.
It is Roy. It both is. Went Roy.
Two apiece.
Oh, that's lovely.
Question number three. Who was turned down for Ireland Schoolboys team for being too small? Robbie or Roy?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, all
yeah.
right. Ash,
one, two, three.
Both gone Robbie.
It was Roy.
Roy! Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be a little...
Yeah.
There you go.
He's not the loftiest, is he?
On Roy, a similar but... note, who is therefore taller? Roy Keane or Robbie Keane? Based on the fact that Roy was rejected from Ireland Schoolboys for being too small.
Okay, right, okay.
There's a lot of these little...
Yeah.
Interjections to try
yeah,
and
no,
sway
like
your decisions.
Yeah. Okay.
You ready?
One, yeah. two, three. Yeah. Both gone Robbie.
As taller?
Oh.
Roy.
No,
Roy.
Shorter.
Roy.
You said
no,
shorter.
Shorter. As taller.
Oh, I thought
you
shorter.
Both got it right.
Well, you both got it right or wrong, so I just...
You said shorter.
Did I say shorter? I meant to say taller. Well, that.
We've all been drinking a lot
anyway,
of
anyway,
so wait, what's the score?
It's two all.
Two
or three or
yeah. Okay, it's fine. Wait,
it's
what's
going
the score in the actual quiz? 10, 11 to me.
I think you won last week.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, you did,
yeah. Okay.
So, I think one of you has somehow managed to mention this already. Which Scottish club have they both played for? This is not a...
Oh, it's not on the thing. I was like, where's...
This is where it all went wrong, but I needed the question for the next one.
I know, I like it, yeah.
So,
I know the answer.
Yeah.
You both know the answer, I think. So
should we both should we hold hands and say it?
I just said well,
that.
You said it.
Yeah.
No, I said it.
No, he said it. So,
oh, sorry.
Yeah. So I thought that might happen.
Oh, I thought it was you that said it.
No, Tom said it. The next question. Who has the most appearances for Celtic?
Oh, that's interesting.
Robbie or Roy?
Oh.
Okay, I think it's this one.
You ready?
Two, three. Both gone Robbie.
Correct.
Oh.
16, Roy was 10.
Is that
so
it, though?
Barely played... Bit of a season.
Why would you go through all that?
Yeah.
I always think that
yeah.
when it's like Rangers have appointed a new manager and I just think you must have some fucking balls on you. Fuck, I don't even touch that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get nowhere near that. We joke about anything on this podcast. Never gone Catholic Protestant with it. Never. In the world, never. No.
Okay, next question. This is where it gets a bit
danger.
Bit deep.
Here we go.
Who was the first player to score 50 league goals? Bearing in mind that Roy Keane started at Cobb Ramblers in the 89-90 season and Robbie started for Wolves in the 97-98 season. The feat of 50 league goals was achieved in 2001-2002 season. Who got there first, Roy or Robbie?
Okay.
It's close, by the way. It's very, very close.
I'm ready.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Go. I've got the same again.
We're both about the same again. This is like Evans quiz.
Oh,
the actual answer was Roy Keane.
Yeah.
It's Roy.
Robbie Keane was on 48 league goals at the time Roy
It took him a lot longer, but
So, this,
at one point we're going to flip the different ones.
Yeah, this might mess with your head.
Okay.
So Roy Keane was the first to 50 league goals. Who was the first player to 50 career goals? So Roy had 50 league goals at the end of 2001-2002. Did Robbie beat him to 50 in all comps? Remember, he had 48 league goals at the end of that season.
Okay, I think I know.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh,
you both are the same. And you're both right again.
Oh, both in Roy. Both in Roy, guys.
Yeah.
Roy
actually scored a lot in League Cup goals and things like that. So
well, because he United, they had millions of
them. Yeah, yeah. Okay, next question. Who was the first player to score 10 goals for Ireland? Bearing in mind their age.
Okay.
And if you want some extra info to influence your decision, Roy was on 5 goals before Robbie even started playing for Ireland.
Why are you doing these little...
And in the next season that Roy scored for Ireland, he scored 4 goals. So he was on 5, and then the next season that he scored, he got 4. But who got to 10 first?
Okay.
It's big.
Oh, man. Okay.
You ready?
Go then.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, we've got a different answer at last.
I went Roy. Ash went Robbie.
I reckon I managed to convince Tom with my stats because it was Robbie.
Oh, fuck.
Roy only ever scored 9. Didn't even get to 10.
He got 9 and peaked. I can't believe it. Oh, I thought it's a double bluff. I thought he keeps doing it. I thought, no, he must.
So keep doing it.
So what is it? 4-3?
It's 7-6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God, we're pretty good at this.
Roy. Who has won the most League Cups?
League Cups. Robbie or Roy? And League Cups, also known as...
League Cups. The Milk Cup.
Coca-Cola.
The Coca-Cola. Cup,
Rumblows.
The Cup no one wants to win. Tip that cup. One.
Done. Carabao? Is that the FA Cup?
Carabao is the current FA Cup.
Carabao is the current League Cup. Carabao is like a yak or something.
No one cares about that. Yeah, who was it? Who's got the most
League Cup trophies? Okay.
3, 2, 1. Different
answers
again.
I went Robbie.
I had to include this because Robbie obviously got one with Spurs when we beat Chelsea in 2007-2008. Roy Keane, amazingly, 0. Oh.
Yes!
Man United won the year after. Oh. He played for Forest the year before he signed, who lost to United. He basically played at every League Cup failing team.
I remember when you won the League Cup, I don't know, about 2006, 2007 or something. Yes. And him and Berbatov were just crying and just holding each other. And Robbie was running through trying to look for Berbatov, and they were holding each other and crying. I think it's such a Mickey Mouse club. Cunts.
I was absolutely furious. Biggest thing for us for about 10 years. So, you know. Who supported Tottenham as a young child? Roy or Robbie?
Oh, I fancy this one.
Roy or Robbie? 3, 2, 1, go.
3.
Both were keen.
Was it Roy Keane? Because he loved Glenn Hoddle.
No, did he?
There you go.
Glenn Hoddle and his crazy ways.
Next question. Premier League Player of the Month awards. Who got the most? Was it the regularly booked Roy Keane or the goal machine Robbie?
All right. I know this one. Go on.
Was it double bluff though?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I went Roy.
It was Robbie. 3-6.
Robbie!
I mean, you keep getting the same answers.
We do.
Okay, this one might challenge you both. Is the number of teams Robbie Keane has played for higher or lower than the number of red cards Roy got in his career?
So which one's higher? Are we still doing the sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so whoever's got the highest, is it the number of clubs or the red cards?
Okay, fucking hell, that's a good question. That is a good question. Right, okay.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
We've got a different answer. I went red cards.
He went red cards, Ash went teams, clubs. And the answer is teams.
12-11. Bollocks.
Yeah, that's a lot of red cards.
You played for 12 clubs. That would be normally.
Mad.
But what is the... And it's the score in the quiz is probably about the same, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's 8-7. 8-7 in a minute. We'll get a difference in a minute. Who's been on an Irish stamp? Was it all-time appearance and goal scorer Robbie Keane or just the angry Roy Keane?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
And we both went
it's
Robbie.
It's Roy.
It's Roy.
He appeared on a collection of Irish legends.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Well, like Ronan Keating and Conor McGregor.
Who is a blood relative of Morrissey?
Oh,
Singer Morrissey?
Yeah, blood relative. Robbie or Roy?
Oh, okay, I think I know this.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Both went Robbie. Oh, I just looked at his face.
I just genuinely didn't think there'd be enough answers where you both answered the same thing.
I just looked at his face.
You're both correct.
Yeah, he looks well like
him. Do you know what? Cousin. As I'm looking at my little stick in my hand, and that's not a euphemism, I just thought, he looks a bit like him, doesn't he?
Right, time to mix up now. We've got a third entrant.
Okay.
Michael Keane, obviously, to keep with the Keane.
Little Mikey Keane.
Yeah.
Who has the single highest transfer fee in their career? Robbie, Michael, or Roy?
Oh, God. Fucking hell.
Just the single biggest time they moved.
It's quite difficult to twiddle when you've got three in the actress said
so you're going to have five in a minute. Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, all right. 1, 2, 3.
I went Robbie. Michael.
Ash went Michael.
Robbie, Spurs to Liverpool, 21 million.
Yes.
Michael Keane, Burnley to Everton, 25 million.
Oh, you
Ash
slag.
Takes the point.
Is he two ahead of me?
Two ahead now, two ahead. Okay, these ones are just like mind boggling. Who played for the Republic of Ireland's under 18s the most? Michael, Roy, or Robbie? Like, you're never going to know any of those. Got to take a guess. Under 18s.
Under 18s. Okay.
Michael, Roy, or Robbie?
Okay, I think I've got an answer.
3, 2, 1. Robbie Keane, Michael Keane.
Oh, I've gone Robbie.
The answer
Michael.
Is Robbie Keane. He won the under 18 European Championship.
I didn't think under 18s were even going when Roy was knocking around.
Don't worry about the next question then. Who played the most for the Republic of Ireland under 19s Was
shit
it
the bed.
Michael, Roy, or Robbie?
Oh my God.
Michael Keane's an England player, by the way. No. Just throw that in there for you for this question.
Oh, yeah, but he's in little sticky little sausage.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I'm going to go. You
ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
1, 3, 2, 1, 3.
Oh,
he's taken the bait and he's got it right. It's Michael Keane.
The answer's Michael. Ash went I went Robbie. Damn it. God damn it.
Even though he is now an England player. So,
really?
And to finish the trio of questions, who played for Republic of Ireland's under 21s the most time? Michael, Roy, or Robbie?
Okay, so,
so, you know, obviously you remember that Michael Keane is now an England player and won the last question, but don't want that to influence you.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Ash has done it again.
Michael
Keane had transferred to England by that point.
Oh, I'm furious. Ash is smashing it, isn't he?
So now he is 11-8 ahead, but there's time to come back. And the next questions, they're all just going to be guesses. So who is older? Robbie Keane, MMA fighter who regularly appears via Tom's voice, Michael Bisping.
Michael Bisping.
Or Hobbit, Elijah Wood.
Oh.
So they're the three you need. Robbie Keane, Michael Bisping, or Elijah Wood.
I know how old Bisping is.
As in, right now, who is older?
I know how Bisping is. Whether Bisping... Okay, I think I know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think I've got an answer.
This is tense. It's tense.
Ready, Ash?
Yes.
Ash is
one,
switching them up.
1, 2, 3. Bisping. We've both,
gone Bisping. And you're both right.
Yes. Yeah. He's about 38.
Right. 38.
He's 38. Spot on.
I know my shit.
Robbie Keane, 37. Elijah Wood, 36.
Oh, that's. I never would have said fucking Elijah Wood was 36.
Yeah.
I thought I nearly picked him.
Yeah.
Fresh faced bastard.
I thought he might be enticed by the picture.
Well, he's just
so what happened first in history?
Mm.
The final Lord of the Rings trilogy used the Hobbit picture, released in cinemas.
Yeah.
Bisping's pro debut at Pride and Glory 2, Battle of the Ages.
Oh,
or
fuck.
Roy Keane ends his United career.
Oh, fucking hell.
Need your Roy Keener instead of Roy Keane. So which happened first? Lord of the Rings was all done in the cinema.
What
Bisping
happened first?
Bisping Pro or Roy Keane ends his career.
Oh my God.
It's
okay,
a tough one.
Yeah,
so you need,
on
you
that.
Need
oh, hang
either.
On, Roy.
I'm switching them up.
Robbie and me, sorry.
Switching them up.
But
which
okay, I think
first?
I know.
Lord of the Rings, Bisping or Keane?
Okay, 1, 2, 3. We both went Roy.
Both went Roy. He was actually the latest.
Really?
Lord of the Rings, all in the cinema, 2003. Bisping pro debut, 2004. Roy Keane ended his United career in 2005.
Did he?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I thought it was
a long time ago, innit?
Yeah.
Similar line. Which happened first? Bisping's first pro loss at UFC 78. Or...
Spoilers. To Rashad Evans.
Yeah.
To Rashad Evans.
It or... was. Dungeons and Dragons 4th edition, created by Gary Gygax.
Nice, callback.
Callback.
That's a callback, fucking hell.
Released. So Bisping's first pro loss, or whatever the fuck that was, released.
Wait, wait, well, Dungeons and Dragons 4?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
or Bisping's first pro loss. So I'm going for the fact that Tom has no idea about the other one.
I know roughly
when Bisping's...
Ash has
no idea about the other one.
I know roughly when Bisping's first loss was. But I literally haven't got a fucking Scooby-Doo about this Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm going to imagine Ash is the same the other way around, so
it's
just a guess,
thing,
isn't it?
It's holding
just
it
a guess.
Yeah, because I guess this is Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Just the nerdy one is the Hobbit. Yeah. So, are you ready?
Wait, so...
I mean, neither of you know, so...
No, I don't. You don't know when Bisping lost to Rashad.
Rashad. I mean, I know both of them, but I don't know what...
You know both of them.
I don't know what the date... I don't know what's...
Well, that's what I mean.
No.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, we both went.
You keep going the same. And you're both wrong. 2008 was the nerdy one. 2007 was Bisping's.
Yeah.
Nerdy,
I know, I was living at the same house when they both happened.
God damn it.
Right, there's two more questions and Tom's two behind. So you
come
can
on,
pull
Tom,
it back
on,
in. With this. What is the highest number? Bisping's filmography credits on Wikipedia.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Including unreleased. Roy Keane's island shirt number, or the number of hobbits that go on the journey in Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
What is the highest number?
Can I phone a friend? I've got a friend on speed dial that can help me out with the hobbit one. Okay, right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think...
The highest number. Film credits for Bisping, Roy King's shirt number for Ireland, or the number of hobbits.
Okay, right, yeah.
Three, two, one, go.
Bisping.
Oh, he's done it! I was shocked at Ash's knowledge on this. The answer is Bisping.
We both went Bisping.
So you both went Bisping, and I've lost count of the score. I just know that Ash has now won.
Ash has now won because we said the same thing.
I've got a final question, which is my favourite, so
let's
I'm going to ask anyway.
Yeah.
Who said, yeah, well, he's used to it. He's got bigger tits than me. Was it Robbie or Roy?
Robbie or
back
Roy?
Back to the original, Robbie or Roy. Yeah, well, he's used to it.
He's
got
bigger tits
than me. Do you know
got
who
me Roy
said that? You going right?
Yeah.
It was actually Robbie.
About who?
After Roy had said to him... About the availability of Robbie Keane for Ireland following the birth of his child, Roy said in a press conference, why wouldn't he be available unless he's breastfeeding?
Wow. That's interesting.
There you go. So, Ash wins that quiz.
Ash wins the quiz. Damn it. 10.
He
goes, damn it. 12-10.
12-10.
Overall.
12-10. Brilliant. Loved that quiz, Jack.
That was
brilliant. I'm sure the streamers loved it as well. That was lovely.
So, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Yes.
We will be back next week with
James Doncaster, Mental Email of the Week.
Yeah.
James Doncaster.
Who hopefully has got another superb quiz.
He will have. I assume it will be Mental Quiz of the Week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to put words in his tits, but you know, that's probably what it will.
Thank you for joining
us. Yeah, Jack, thanks very much, mate.
Thanks very much, you know,
I do apologise that we sort of laughed at Spurs quite a lot, but
yeah.
We actually did a lot less than I thought. And we stopped the quiz was so intense, we stopped the live updates as well.
Oh, shit.
But let's be honest, everyone knows 2 weeks ago what it was.
Is there anything last minute for us?
Man City 2-1. Don't know the score is yet. Liverpool 3-0. Salah had come on.
Salah came on, did he score?
Let's
Holy
have a
shit.
Cheeky
Holy
little
shit.
Look to see if it was.
But yeah, we are going to be having a drink on Saturday in Windsor, Saturday the 2nd. And, you know, if you want to get involved, if you want to get exclusive stuff, patreon.com/thegaffertape, sponsor the podcast, and you get all these
Salah 2 goals.
You are shitting on my legs. That is unbelievable.
My vice captain.
Oh,
yeah, wait, is that true?
Raheem Sterling. Yeah, no, 2 goals.
And Sterling.
Raheem Sterling scored. De Bruyne assist. Everton 4-0. Ashley Williams scored with Sigurdsson assist.
Oh.
No one's got them.
God.
Chelsea managed to scrape 1-0. Arsenal 5-0. Giroud and Klazanac with an assist.
Oh.
I'll take that.
If you've stayed
damn
with
it.
Us the whole
damn
night,
damn it. If you have, fair play to you. God
to get that, I've gone from full. This is the good thing about the live podcasting.
Yeah.
gone from total dejection
to like to potential the best double week captain. Ever.
Yeah.
Double captain-tastic.
So thanks for, as I said earlier, we've been live streaming this episode. We'll probably in future just do it on YouTube so anybody can watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to our patrons, Pad, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Daniel, Chris, Ash, Stuart, Edward, Hayden. Who's the new
Susan.
One? Susan, Carmen, Ian, Raphael, Luke, yeah, Jason, Pieter, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Sam, Oscar, Dan, Sabs, and Johnny. God, there's loads now.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, but get in touch. Get us on Twitter, at The Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes, just if you just want to chat. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes. We're giving away a copy of Football Manager, so yes. Get involved in that. And, thank you all very much.
Cool.
Any final back. Words, Jack, just before you go?
Come on, Spurs!
Boom. Thank you very much. And
goodbye.